Social media is a two-edged sword. Hello there, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. This is episode number 242, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. Welcome. If this is your first time here, I hope you'll come back. If you've been around for a while, I'm honored. Thank you. In our reading today, we'll complete 2 Timothy with a reading of chapters 3 and 4, and afterwards I'll have some comments. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your presence in our lives. Today I pray for those listening, Lord. I ask that you bless them today, and that you would show them your love in such a way that they know it's from you. Thank you for your word, and I pray that you would open it to us today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. 2 Timothy chapter 3. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. Avoid such men as these, for among them are those who enter into households and captivate weak women, weighed down with sins, led on by various impulses, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men also oppose the truth, men of depraved mind, rejected in regard to the faith. But they will not make further progress, for their folly will be obvious to all, just as Jannes and Jambres' folly was also. Now you followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance, persecutions, and sufferings, such as happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured! And out of them all, the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. But evil men and impostors will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths. But you, be sober in all things. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Make every effort to come to me soon. For Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Pick up Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for service. But Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak which I left at Troas with Carpus, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Be on guard against him yourself, for he vigorously opposed our teaching. At my first defense, no one supported me, but all deserted me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that through me the proclamation might be fully accomplished, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was rescued out of the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed, and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus remained in Corinth, but Trophimus I left sick in Miletus. Make every effort to come before winter. Eubulus greets you, also Pudens and Linus and Claudia and all the brethren. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Well, beloved, in the beginning of chapter 3, Paul said the last days would be difficult because of how evil people would be. And he listed some of the characteristics they would have. Here's that list again. Lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness although they have denied its power. And then dropping down to verse 13, he said, "But evil men and impostors will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived." You know, social media is a two-edged sword. On one hand, it allows us to stay in contact with friends and family and to make new virtual friends, but on the other hand, it allows pretty much anybody with a computer or mobile device to say or do pretty much whatever they please. And it's amazing to me what some people think and say and do. I'm sorry to say that I've seen all the traits Paul was talking about being displayed on social media, and you probably have too. Sure, there are some wonderful people on social media who are kind and loving and wise and godly, but until social media came along, I must admit that I had no idea how many of the other kind of people there were in the world. I guess I lived somewhat of a sheltered life. Paul's list to Timothy about what people in the last days would be like should give us pause. When you combine his writing here with so many other signs Scripture tells us to look for, the hour seems very near indeed. The final four verses of chapter 3 really encapsulate the reason that I do the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. Here they are again. Paul said, "You, however, continue in the things you've learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you've learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work." Beloved, to continue in the things that you've learned and become convinced of, you need to be a continuing student of Scripture. Most believers agree with that, but have a hard time doing it, me included. So, this show is to help you and me stay in the Scriptures. And I hope it's accomplishing that goal. What are your thoughts? I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. And to help others stay in the Scripture, have you told a friend about the podcast? Help them to get the Bible on a daily basis. Show them how to subscribe if they need help. The easiest way to subscribe is to search my name, Steve Webb, in any podcast app. The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible will probably be at the top of the list, and most of my other shows will also be listed, though I'm not currently creating any other shows at this time. Tomorrow, our reading will be Numbers 13 through 16. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. I'm glad you were here today. Bye.